This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the next phase of regional air connectivity scheme Vikasit Udan in Jodhpur, Rajasthan yesterday to give fillip to air travel in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities and remote regions. Addressing a massive gathering, the Prime Minister said that under the new phase of Udan scheme, smaller cities and remote regions will be connected through air connectivity.
Udan Yojana ke naye charan ki bhi shuruaat hui hai. इसके तहत छोटे-छोटे शहरों और दूर-दराज के क्षेत्रों को एयर कनेक्टिविटी से जोड़ा जाएगा। साथ ही अब जयपुर में मेट्रो का विस्तार भी होने जा रहा है।
Prime Minister also inaugurated the new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport, marking a major push to India's civil aviation infrastructure and regional connectivity. Government has increased the procurement price of onions for the price stabilization buffer by 13% from 1875 rupees per quintal to 2125 rupees per quintal. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that the revised procurement price will ensure better returns for onion farmers while supporting buffer procurement efforts. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence on the 20th of this month. It will continue till 13th of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of Parliament from 20th July. Renowned Pandavani singer of Chhattisgarh and Padma Vibhushan awardee Tejan Bhai has passed away. She had been suffering from a prolonged illness and was undergoing treatment at AIIMS Raipur. She breathed her last at around 3:15 a.m. today. With her powerful voice, compelling stage presence and distinctive style of narration, Tejan Bhai gave Pandavani a new identity not only across India but also internationally. Her remarkable ability to bring the stories of the Mahabharata to life on stage made her one of the most celebrated exponents of Indian folk culture. In recognition of her outstanding contribution to Indian folk art, she was honoured with Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan, the country's second highest civilian award. Prime Minister Modi has expressed grief at the passing away of the renowned Pandavani singer Tejan Bhai. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that she earned global recognition for this folk art form from Chhattisgarh through her magnificent performances. The Prime Minister said that her demise is an irreparable loss to the world of art and culture. The annual Amarnath Yatra has witnessed an encouraging start this year with 32,313 devotees offering prayers at the cave shrine during the first 2 days of the pilgrimage. 20,145 pilgrims performed darshan at the cave shrine on the second day of the Yatra, registering a notable increase of over the 14,515 devotees who visited the shrine on the corresponding second day last year. The India Meteorological Department IMD has said that heavy monsoon rains will continue to lash large parts of the country over the next few days. IMD said a well-marked low-pressure area over the northwest Bay of Bengal is expected to keep the monsoon active across central India for the next 4 to 5 days. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has hailed India as key economic partner ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Australia from 8th to the 10th of this month. In a statement, Australian Prime Minister's office said, as world's fourth largest and fastest growing economy, India is a critical economic partner for Australia. Venezuela's National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez has said that the death toll after back-to-back earthquakes has risen to 2,954 and more than 16,000 people were injured. He further said that almost 16,000 people had been left homeless. The rescue operation is still underway after the country was hit by most powerful quakes in over a century. In the FIFA World Cup, France booked their place in the quarterfinals with a hard-fought 1-0 victory over Paraguay in the round of 16 at Philadelphia. Captain Kylian Mbappe scored the only goal of the match from the penalty spot in the 70th minute after VAR awarded France a spot kick. France will now face Morocco in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.